Okay, so Four Kids in It, which is exclusive to Sky Cinema. It's an adaptation of Jacqueline Wilson's 2012 novel that was itself inspired by E. Nesbitt's novel from 1902, which is, you know, a diehard favorite, Five Children in It. Matthew Good and Paula Patton are single parents who are trying to make their two families one to the absolute horror of their respective children. He's British, she's American. His daughter is desperate for him to get back with the wife who left him. Her daughter, who is called Smash, is desperate to go off and live with her dad in exotic foreign climes. So they have very, very different dreams, as they discover when their parents take them on holiday together, although they don't know until they get there, to Cornwall, actually filmed in Ireland. All goes very badly wrong until they venture down onto the beach and meet the Samoyed, the Sand Fairy, who can grant them one wish per day. And as we know from the original story, the whole thing with it, with this is that wishes are never the thing that you be careful what you wish for because you might get it. Michael Caine provides the voice of the sand creature. And then in the background, and I'm not entirely sure why, is there a villainous Russell Brand chewing the scenery as the local villainous Toff. Here's a clip.
Hello! Must be the new tenants over at the cottage.
You must be Mr. Trent from
the mansion. Yes, that's right. I live in a mansion. This is all part of my estate.
The sound of Russell Brand never knowingly underacted. The weird thing about it is, okay, so firstly, the Nesbitt book has never been out of print since it was first published in 1902. It came out in a magazine first, and then it was a book. And there have been loads of, you know, I mean, everyone knows it, and there have been adaptations of it. There was a BBC adaptation in the 90s. There was a 2004 adaptation that was made in the Isle of Man, you know, Five Children in It, which had Eddie Izzard as the voice of the Samoyed. And I really liked that. It had a great score, and but it was kind of overlooked. What this film of Jacqueline Wilson's update of that story doesn't have, for me, is the charm of those productions. What it does have is it has a kind of hint of the real world issues that Jacqueline Wilson's books have always dealt with. It has, again, a lovely score, this time by Anne Nikitin, and a likably wrinkly incarnation of the Sand Fairy, to whom, in my opinion, Michael Caine brings a sort of droll, deadpan charm. Now, I know some people have been a bit sniffy in saying, well, you know, that's not what we expect that creature to sound like. I thought he was actually really, it was really funny, and he sounded like he was enjoying himself. The Russell Brand character, I am less convinced by. I like Russell Brand, and I think he has been quite a good comic actor in other films. Here, he chews the scenery for all it's worth, and he kind of clumps around the drama in a way which just makes you think, why isn't this working better? That said, he does get a couple of laughs. There's a gag about ethnically insensitive erotica, and there you get to see him run around with his trousers on fire, which is sort of the kind of the tone of the film. But it's not great, but it's not terrible. I personally prefer that 2004 version of Five Children and It. But it's kind of okay, and I think at the moment it may prove a distraction for younger viewers. It doesn't have very much for older viewers, but it does prove a distraction for younger viewers. And I do think that the incarnation of the central creature is well done, and I like Michael Caine's voice in it.
Well, can I just ask you a question about that? And I haven't seen it, so yeah. I'm happy to be guided by you. But when you cast someone with such an obviously well-known voice as a creature, I find it off-putting. So it's exactly the same as I've mentioned before when Ian McKellen plays Erik Bjornason in the original version of The Golden Compass, as it was called when it was a movie. Everyone goes, well, that's not the voice of a bear. That's so obviously Sir Ian that I found it distracting. So if Michael Caine is going to be playing that role, I'm just thinking it's Michael Caine. And when Benedict Cumberbatch was the voice of that dragon in The Hobbit, I thought that was fine because it was very clearly disguised and it was distorted. But when you cast a really, really famous person playing an animated character, I'm not sure that is anything other than very distracting.
All I can say is that you are not alone in that criticism, but it didn't bother me. I mean, for a start, I love Michael Caine's voice anyway. And there is something, he has a kind of droll, deadpan quality that is perfectly suited to that kind of comedy. Also, bear in mind, it is entirely possible that a younger audience watching Four Kids in It won't have those same associations. I mean, we've all grown up knowing Michael Caine's voice, but it is entirely possible that a younger audience may not be as familiar with it. I liked it, but I know what you mean. It didn't bother me. I can't lie about it. It didn't bother me.